T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, Pete, let's bring in some more good news. Yes, last night the Gopher basketball, men's basketball team went into Michigan, and it's 14-point underdogs, and didn't just win, but won convincingly going away. Joining us on our WCCO hotline, the head coach, Ben Johnson. Ben, congratulations.
No, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me on this morning.
You know, I'm going to ask a question that sounds stereotypical of any sideline reporter that you see any given Saturday. What did you say at half? It was a close game at the half, but you came out and just expanded the lead in the second half. Was there something you saw, an adjustment you made, or is it just veteran players figuring it out? What happened?
You know, we talked a lot about it at halftime. You know, I was obviously happy with how we played. I think any time you can be in a one- or two-possession game at half on the road against a really good team, you got to be happy. And I just felt like we still hadn't played our best. I thought there were some detailed things offensively and defensively that we could be a little bit tighter on. And you know, I think our guys saw that too. And we felt like if we were able to tighten those up, those little details, that we were going to really put ourselves in position to have a chance to win. And our guys just built confidence on both ends of the floor, and it started flowing, and you know, we were able to get the win.
Pete, you know, Ben, it's amazing. It's great to have you on. We're really excited about that. I love what we're seeing with Gopher basketball. It feels like the old days of Gopher basketball for me once again, as a guy who had season tickets forever. I got to ask you, what is it about, what do you do at halftime that changes the team so much, though? Because when you look at each and every week, especially in the bigger games, including the loss to Michigan State, we outplay them in the second half. We absolutely outplay everybody, every one of our opponents. What is it that you and the coaching staff are doing at halftime to make those adjustments, and can we kick a little bit more in the first half?
Yeah, no, I mean, we obviously, you know, we talk scheme. You know, there's different things that we'll tweak with our defensive coverages if there's something we see. And then obviously, you know, we talk offensively about what we're running and different actions that we think we could take advantage of, or different things that I want to go to in the second half and kind of give them a heads up for, you know, any type of those changes or just stuff we want to stick with. We just need to do better. You know, I was talking about what we see offensively and how we can take advantage. And yesterday was, you know, happened to be the high ball screen with the big fella and being able to, you know, get better at that and kind of what we see and what we wanted to get out of our pick and roll offense. But then also, I think it's just instilling belief. You know, it's making guys feel confident and, you know, letting them do the rest. I think, you know, our players get all the credit, man. And they're the ones out there that makes the plays and execute on both ends of the floor, and they just did a great job yesterday of battling and competing.
Ben Johnson is our guest, Gopher basketball coach. Huge win over Michigan yesterday. Ben, this whole thing, and I'm not going to be a hypocrite here. I saw, you know, when I watched the way the team was constructed in the offseason, I go, whoa, I don't know about this in the Big Ten. And so I'm not gonna beg off of that and be one of those people who said I could see it coming. Right. I couldn't. But that being said, as I watch your team, the one thing that I didn't anticipate through your transfer portal players, I don't care if they come from the A-10 or where they come from, there's something about a veteran college player that doesn't get as intimidated as even a really good freshman does. That's the way it looks out there, whether you're watching Lowy, and I know he missed a couple free throws yesterday, but certainly Jamison Battle. They really do look battle-tested because they've played a lot of college games. Do you see that? I mean, do you see a poise that you don't see if you'd had, let's just say, four talented freshmen coming in and playing?
No, there's no question. There is no question. I mean, I think you can't put a price tag on reps. You know, you can't put a price tag on situations. And these guys have been in a lot of situations, and they've got a ton of reps. Some guys 4, 5, 6 years, and there is no substitute for hands-on experience. And I think that's something that's paying off for us. You know, our guys have been in a lot of situations, a lot of scenarios. They've been doing it for a long time, and so I think veteran leadership for these young guys and for each other has really helped pave the way and kind of set the tone.
It's been great watching Jameson Battle, how great that guy has become as a player, and Peyton Wilson as well. But the big body with Eric Curry, his production this year has absolutely dwarfed what it's been in the past. Is there something specific that you've been doing with him, Coach, to get him to this next level of where he's playing now versus previous years?
Yeah, I mean, so much credit goes to that kid. He worked himself into great shape. He does a great job with his rehab. Physically, I know he feels good. He's got a great energy to him. He's doing all the things. Versus Michigan State, it showed up in the box score with his points. In a lot of games, it hasn't shown up in the box score, but what he's doing impacts winning. And we're not where we're at without a really productive Eric Curry. And so he's kind of the anchor for us on both ends of the floor, but especially defense. Just kind of that old soul that has been around the block and knows what it takes to win, especially in this league. And just a smart IQ player. Can't say enough good things about him. And it's just fun to watch him enjoy it again and have success and be productive and be able to go out the right way this last year.
Ben, we're all still getting used to this. Big Ten starts, then you go non-conference, and you come back to the Big Ten. With that in mind now, you get a couple of non-conference games. Do you say, okay, these are the things we need to work on for the Big Ten season? How do you go about your business? And, they started a few years ago, but this disjointed kind of season that the Big Ten now has in play.
Yeah, no, we'll emphasize us. We know we got a really good opponent on Tuesday. And, our biggest thing is obviously enjoy the Michigan win. That was a great accomplishment. But now we got to flush it, and we got to worry about today, about prepping for Corpus on Tuesday and getting ourselves better today and tomorrow, and then getting ready to compete on Tuesday and just really taking it day to day. Our biggest thing is, not looking too far in the future, but looking, at the day present and try to figure out how can we get better and maximize today. And, we'll take some time. We got a break. I'm sure we'll fine tune some stuff and we'll look at, what we're doing and what we need to do, post-Christmas type of deal. But for right now, we're just consumed with getting better each and every day and just trying to develop and grow this team and see where we can take it.
Coach, you've had some great blowout wins. You've had some really tight wins. That game against Pitt obviously stands out for me, along with the Mississippi State. But you also had that close loss with Michigan State. It looks like we are a team that actually can play with whoever the big boys are this year in the Big Ten. Are we going to start seeing the fans, do you think, come back and starting to support the Gopher basketball more so, do you think, because of what you guys have already shown in these first 9 games?
I think so. I mean, that's one of the reasons why, I think this job is such a great one, is because I do believe in our fans and they know good basketball. And, they want to come and support, and they've always, in my belief, been followers of Gopher Athletics, but especially Gopher Basketball. And I thought we had a really good crowd versus Michigan State. Our student section was awesome. Fans came out, biggest one of the year. Hopefully, the more we can build and grow, the more people see it and the more people want to come out and spend their hard-earned money. And I think, you just got to slowly build it, and I get that. You got to earn fans' respect. You do, and you just do that by playing hard and playing the right way, and obviously getting wins helps. We're just going to continue to grow it, and hopefully we can, because I know this, when that place is fully juiced, it is the hardest place to win on the road. I've heard it from opposing players when I was playing, to assistants, to head coaches. I think there's a lot of fear in a lot of teams that when they come to Williams Arena and we're playing well, that it's a really tough out. So I hope our fans believe it, because it's true. We got to keep doing our part and, taking care of business on the court. And I think if we do that, we'll hopefully see a packed barn.
Ben, appreciate it very much. Congratulations on a huge win and a great start to the season. Look forward to seeing you and Coach Thor out there real soon. But thank you so much, and enjoy today.
I will. Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate
you bet.
It.
It's great. We're going to pack that barn, man.
I hope so. Let's do it. I'm all
Let's
in.
Let's do it.
I know what I'll see pretty soon here. I'll look at that. There'll be Ben Johnson coaching on the sidelines, and right behind there you'll see Pete Najarian in his
That's
gopher
right.
stuff. Yep. Because Pete knows how to get a good ticket. I know that for sure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.